All right, so quickly, because we're just going to run out of time here quickly. First aid kits, in terms of medicine, in terms of whatnot, that's literally my last slide. When people get stung by bees, bees flies into your helmet, your jackets, whatnot, can you be allergic to a bee sting tomorrow?
Yes.
Can you not be allergic to a bee sting ever?
Yes.
Can you be allergic tomorrow? You don't know when you're going to be allergic to these things. You need drugs. So, I made my little thing. I have my little kit. I also have drugs. In my drug kit, and this is nothing outside of what you can buy in the drugstore, I have iodine. I have alcohol. I know what my drugs are, so I know what they look like, just to be fair. You don't know yet. So, I have four drugs that are aspirin. The meat aspirin, I believe, are the kids' aspirin, so you gotta have four. So I have five. A little extra. Oops, fine, way extra. These are ibuprofen. You can take four ibuprofen at a time. You can take it every 6 hours. Won't kill you. alcohol helps clean a wound, but really, if you have a really long cut, just iodine or alcohol or vodka. Prevenant iodine or Neosporin. Just put that on your wound. These are Zyrtex. Anybody say Zyrtex? Zyrtec is an antihistamine. It's used for allergies and some other things. Also used for if you get a bee sting or you eat shellfish or you do whatever, it will help prevent or help relieve hives, and it will help do some other things in terms of anaphylactic shock. Anybody been in an anaphylactic shock? Know anybody? You die really fast. So if you get stung by a bee, eat shellfish, peanuts, some other things, some people have such severe reactions to stuff that within minutes they'll die.
So this is sort of the light version of an EpiPen. If you didn't have an
EpiPen.
It is
the light version of an EpiPen. I don't know.
So among the common antihistamines you can get, Kim, are any of these more direct or more effective than others, or are they all pretty much...
Benadryl is the standard, and Zyrtec. This is what an EpiPen looks like. Unfortunately, traveling with an EpiPen, you need a prescription. They're about $100+. They don't have a long life expiration.
Jenna just got one for herself and the crew, so just to know that if she's on a ride with us, she'll probably have it. So.
This is adrenaline. If you get stung by a bee and you can't breathe, and you're like, it's generally into the thigh.
Yeah.
The neck. Not Pulp Fiction, but drive it into your heart.
No, not Pulp Fiction, drive it into the heart. So if you know anybody with an EpiPen, when you ride, just establish that before you ride. And you've got the first aid kit, and that's it. This for bees flying in my helmet all the time. So you can be allergic to a bee sting if a drop would be dying. So you may not be allergic today, but you may be allergic tomorrow.
Difference between something like Zyrtec and
Zyrtec? I don't know that there's a generic version, so
there is, but Costco doesn't.
Is it the same
thing?
Well,
no, it's a little bit different.
Zyrtec.
It's the same thing as Claritin.
So no, there's Claritin
and Zyrtec
are different.
Costco's got like four different varieties.
They're all color-coded to what their whatever brand name is.
It's the same active ingredient.
Whatever Zyrtec, it's like skipping into the sea. I don't know what it is. I have no relation to Zyrtec.
I was going to say that if those are equally as effective, I would imagine that Zyrtec would be preferable because I know Benadryl will knock you the fuck out if you're concerned about being able to ride. I wouldn't ride on Benadryl
will knock you out. So, but to be fair, Benadryl is the number one choice for if you have hives and shit.
Yeah, no, it works great. It just, maybe if you know that you're not needing to get back to, you know, do another 100 miles that day, you know, I wouldn't want to ride a bike at all with
right. So Benadryl is also called diphenhydramine. It's a sleep aid. It's also in Tylenol PM, Advil PM.
Right.
It's diphenhydramine, not just Benadryl.
I can't count this. Just so you know.
What Benadryl?
Okay. This is what it looks like. If you are going to an anaphylactic shock and you can't breathe, cut it open. It's a jaw pad.
And is that Benadryl again?
This is Benadryl, definitely.
Okay, but it's in a, okay, gotcha.
It's in a gel cap.
Okay.
Cut it open and stick it under your tongue. Things that go under your tongue will get into your body faster, so.
So, question about the Zyrtec then.
Yeah.
Would that be sort of
like
grinded up into a powder and shoved under your tongue?
You could try. Okay. I mean, it's a pill like
that. Well, it says right there on that
liquid
one,
gel.
It says that they make, that's on
the liquid
gel.
Yeah,
so you could
you
get
it.
Liquid
gel. That's
why
I picked that picture, because you can get liquid gel. So if you can get liquid gel, so you can cut it open and put it on somebody's tongue, it's going to get in there faster. It will not prevent an anaphylactic shock.
Okay, so
it won't. This will.
So it's not even going to, is there a spectrum, or is it just kind of like, oh, this is uncomfortable, or, oh, I'm going to die,
if you're
or
uncomfortable, go with that one and that one. If you think your airway is not working anymore, and you're, like, busting out, swelled up everywhere.
So what if you don't have that, and that's the situation, is there anything you can do, other than just...
try that new cut your own and put a fucking pen on it.
Okay, so you could, you became out, you could...
Do you like MacGyver wood? Right, yeah, no, like, you can try, like, if you have an EpiPen, go with the EpiPen. If you don't have an EpiPen, try the Benadryl and try the Zyrtec. But if you're going into anaphylactic shock, meaning within minutes of ingesting a poison, as it were, your body shuts down. You start to displace all your foods, your airway swells, and you die.
So if you can relieve the airway issue, the rest of the symptoms will not be life-threatening. Just the
correct
suffocation. So that's when
because your airway swells.
Okay, so if you did a trick, a trick out of me, you could actually do that.
And so then, that would be a really ghetto thing, right?
Right.
Like,
you
the whole like big pen thing that they talk about is true.
Yeah, just drink, stick your Leatherman in until you start walking out of your. I mean, it's you want to go
find the Adam's apple
below the Adam's apple, right? Between
yes,
the Adam's apple and the clouds,
so
like right. Oh, above that?
Is that where
it's
it is?
Below
or
the Adam's apple. Okay.
Oh, so you want to go lower than
yeah,
the...
Above,
lower than
the Adam's
apple. Right.
Like,
don't be afraid of...
Okay.
Right below your Adam's apple, you're okay.
Most of the most of the big stuff is the downsides.
Yeah,
kind
most of
your
over here.
As long as you stay centered.
It feels like...
Your layers. That's the esophagus.
So for you...
Yes, you want to ideally go right between... those ridges. Like if you had a knife blade, you want to go in like this.
Oh, right there.
This is up here. But
yeah,
down here,
hard,
there's,
right?
You can
so
feel the
there,
well,
you
can
have
feel
a thing
here
in there, but you have a soft spot right here. That's where I aim for.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got it right. Yes. What you're saying is right. Go for your arms up. So
between the bump and the soft spot. So
there is a small... Yeah, I will
see
the video, because I'm not
sure
if I
got
to
do that. Okay. I hope you didn't know
what I do. To be fair, like, everybody walks around with an iPhone, Leatherman, or something, you can use it and show straw or a big pen.
So, if you don't have a straw or a big pen, would you use just the knife and hold it?
That's kind of close.
Well,
I am never riding with you.
You say that with a smile.
No,
really,
or
really
will the just being open enough to like let air through? Or would you need to hold it open with something?
So you'd have blood and pressure with people.
It depends on whether or not they're breathing. If they're breathing and they can get air through that hole, you're good. If they're not breathing.
You hand them the knife,
well,
let them push it.
You have to blow through the hole, so.
It's always going to try to clasp around a sharp object, just cutting it.
Just well, that's the question. If you just turn it, like,
well, no, but you could
just
do
have
a
pen.
Once again,
if we're on a ride, we've all got our drain lines off of our carts.
There you go. Just cut the overflow
valve.
Get a pen.
Get a
but really, I will send you videos, and it will show you how to do it. To be fair, the only time you ever want to do that is if we're in an anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. So somebody that's just wheezing
Don't worry.
That's, you know, but if they're...
Sure. Some, like, swelling everywhere and, like, cut off all their shirts and they have hives everywhere.
In a really short
cut
amount of time.
Cut that Benadryl open and stick it under their tongue, make them swallow the Zyrtec. I would put a lot of Benadryl under their tongue, to be fair, so... But Benadryl is like, right, this is sweet news, like $5.
Oh, yeah, it's not. It, but
so
it does
cheap.
Incapacitate you if you're shoving a couple under your tongue and... Yeah, then, okay, now get back on your bike.
Cut it open.
Sleepy.
Cut it open because you have to get the liquid out.
Yeah.
But if you can get a Zyrtec, and that's why I picked that picture, if it is in a liquid gel cap, that's great. Put it on your tongue, let it dissolve.
Also, a lot of Benadryl are in, like, the powder in the gel caps, too, in the capsules.
Yes.
Gonna
it's going to be faster if it's powder versus a thing
like
an
actual capsule.
And then aspirin, just keep it on you, just in terms of heart attack stuff. And then ibuprofen. So, for over-the-counter medications, Benadryl, Zyrtec, ibuprofen, aspirin. EpiPen, if you can get it. But also, to be fair, if you can get it, get antibiotics. And get... Percocet, Parkinson.
Yeah,
all the fun.
If you can get the, go to the dentist.
Road trip to Canada.
Yeah. No,
and if you can get those, just because if you just look at your shoulder, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Not that you should get any bike and ride if you're on those obvious, but to be fair. I tell you, did you really get a medicine, so it's really kind of sort of if you can get your hands on opiates, bike and Percocet, all of a sudden, by all means, do it. Lastly, I do want to talk about, shitballs. If you cut off your finger, your hand, if you carry ice packs on you, or ice, I always say, put the amputated extremity on ice, put it in a Ziploc bag. It's going to be hard to ride back with no hand, but... Maybe somebody else can ride you back on no hand, but if you lose a finger or something or a digit, and it just comes off for whatever reason.
you have blood for sale.
Somebody's trying to relocate your finger.
Put it
well.
In ice and put it in a Ziploc bag and ride to the nearest ER, and then you'll just have to put it back on.